From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you doing?
I'm excellent. Feeling good about the fall. It's so nice here in New York.
Oh, yeah, when you get that nice, cool weather. And playing any table tennis lately?
I play 4 to 5 times a week now.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm obsessed about two things, puzzles and table tennis.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the Olympics are coming up. You think you might try out for the team? Why not? There's a game where you get a real big gold medal there, Will. What do you
think? That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
Well, we don't give out gold medals for playing the puzzle, but we do give out some faux gold lapel pins to our listeners who play on the air. And in order to play on the air, you have to solve the on-air challenge. And, Will, you gave us one last week that a lot of people got right away. Would you repeat it?
Yes, it came from listener Joshua Sachs of Morristown, New Jersey. I said, name a famous politician, 3 letters in the first name, 4 letters in the last. Take the first and third letters of the last name, shift each of them 4 spaces down the alphabet, and the result will name a famous entertainer. Who are these two people?
Who are these two people?
They are Bob Dole and Bob Hope.
Oh, my goodness. It reminds me of the crosswords that you've done where I think Bill and Bob, was it? You did a presidential crossword puzzle, and the answer could have been either
Clinton or Bob Dole.
Right.
Yeah, in 1996.
Right. Long time ago. Oh, my memory is actually working. Well, a lot of people got this. In fact, more than 3,300 listeners sent in correct entries to this week's puzzle. So our randomly chosen winner from that very large pool is Anthony Bayo. He joins us from San Diego, California. Hi, Anthony.
Hello, Leanne.
So what do you do there in San Diego?
I'm a legal assistant for the San Diego City Attorney's Office.
Oh, how exciting. And I understand that you're recently a convert to NPR.
Yes, within, I'd say, the last 3-4 years, I've been listening, and I guess I never stumbled across the puzzle segment, but then I did and became a faithful listener.
All right. Are you a puzzle player, a puzzle fan?
Yes, from the Eugene Maleska Madagascar river plant days.
All right, the crossword puzzle. All right. Well, Will, it sounds like we got someone close to your heart here, some nice practice for the on-air puzzle you're going to give. So please, Will, meet Anthony. Let's play.
All right, Anthony, to a coin dealer or collector, the letters VF stand for very fine. VF are also the initials of some other familiar two-word phrases and names. Answer the clues to get them. Here's number 1. It might lead to a stolen election.
Voter fraud.
That's correct. Number 2, where George Washington spent the winter of 1777 to 78.
Valley Forge.
Uh-huh. Artificial ingredient in white ice cream.
White ice cream, vanilla flavoring.
Uh-huh. That's it.
Okay.
Stylish magazine that was once edited by Tina Brown.
Vanity Fair.
Excellent. A large area of trees that's never been cut.
Something forest. Yes. Virgin Forest.
Virgin Forest. Excellent. Cooking grease that does not come from animals.
Vegetable fat.
Good. Famous site on the Zambezi River in southern Africa.
Victoria Falls.
That's right. The president of Mexico.
Vicente Fox.
Good. Nickname for Mel Torme.
Velvet Fog.
That's right. It follows the third tome in an encyclopedia.
Third tome in
encyclopedia. It follows the third tome. It
follows.
Right. Now I get
encyclopedia.
Well, what's a tome in an encyclopedia called?
Oh, volume 4.
Yes. Volume 4, is
right,
it?
Yeah.
All right.
Non-professional who fights blazes.
Volunteer fire person.
That's right. A plant that catches and eats insects.
Venus flytrap.
Uh-huh. It flies over government buildings in Hanoi.
Vietnamese flag.
That's right. Stringed instruments like the cello and double bass are part of it.
Can you repeat that again?
Yeah. Stringed instruments like the cello and double bass are part of it.
Oh, boy, part of it.
What kinds of musical instruments are those related to?
Violin family.
Yes. Violin family. Is
all right. Okay, all right. Well, it's a violin, but I couldn't. Okay.
Good. The sonnet or limerick, for example.
Well, it's a funny verse, but that's reversed.
Verses, right?
Verse.
Form?
That's it. Verse form.
Oh, okay.
Those are verse forms. And here's your last one. What right. Canada geese fly in?
The formation.
That is correct.
Right. Okay.
Well, this was very fun.
Okay.
Hey, Anthony, you were great.
I gave it a shot.
You did a great job. We're going to send you some things for playing our puzzle today. You'll get that weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents, Volume 1 from Random House, and this week we have a bonus gift. It's actually the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29 from St. Martin's Press. Boy, lots of loot there, Anthony.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, lots of things to play with. What's your public radio station?
It's KPBS 89.5 in San Diego.
All right. Anthony Bayo in San Diego, California. You were great. Thanks a lot for playing with us today.
Thank you both.
All right, Will, what's the next puzzle our listeners can work on?
Well, think of a familiar four-word phrase, 14 letters altogether, in which the first and third words are the same. And here's the odd thing. All the letters in this phrase are from the odd-numbered positions of the alphabet. A, C, E, G, I, K, etc. What is this phrase? So again, a familiar four-word phrase, 14 letters altogether, in which the first and third words are the same, and all the letters in the phrase are from the odd-numbered positions of the alphabet. What phrase is it?
When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Great puzzle today. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.